Last Monday, a family asked me, "Father, when's your day off?" And I told them, "My day off is Friday. Every Friday I have one day off." And they continued, "Wow, it's nice, but we have a weekend off. It is better to have a weekend off, Father, and I think you should have a weekend off." "Well, it means like you don't have Mass on Sundays." Thank you for the advice, okay? Reflecting on the gospel today, we love to, with you, reflect on three main points. The first, Jesus healed the daughter, not because of her faith, but because of the mother's faith. That is the main point. When I reflect on this, it gives me hope a lot. Like, we can pray for someone we love. You can pray for your mom, you can pray for your dad, you can pray for everyone you loved. Because in the gospel today, obviously, the daughter has no idea about who is Jesus. The daughter's, she doesn't know about Jesus at all. Why I'm saying that? Because as you heard in the gospel today, so the woman came up to Jesus and asked him for the healing. As you know, she is a Canaanite woman. What does it mean? She's pagan. She's worshiping not God at all. She's worshiping Baal, B-A-A-L, the pagan god. The daughters of that woman, she has no idea about Jesus. But why in the gospel today Jesus can heal her? Well, because of the mother's faith. Brothers and sisters, you can pray for your mom, you can pray for your children, even they don't like God, even they hate God, but you can pray for them, and please pray for them. And God can use your prayers to help them, to heal them, to do everything for them because of your faith. That is like something changed my life, something changed my mind when I do prayers for people. You can offer everything you can offer. You can say many prayers to the Lord to pray for someone. Even they hate God. That is the point. I know you are struggling with your family, a lot of children, they don't believe God anymore. But as a moms and dads, please pray for them. And God can use that. God can listen that. Okay? Pray for them hard. Pray for them. Second, perseverance in prayers. The lesson for you and for me today, as you heard in the gospel, don't stop praying. That lady today, she didn't stop asking Jesus. She doesn't stop at all. She just keep going, keep praying. And God, Jesus, listened to her because she didn't stop praying. So that is a lesson for me and for you today. Don't feel you are wasting your time when you are in prayers. No, you don't waste your time at all. Keep praying, keep learning, keep being with the Lord. Well, you can ask me, "Father Anthony, but I am praying hard, but nothing happened to me so far. I have been praying for years that my son is still don't like God. He doesn't like God. For years I have been praying for that. Father, what should I do now?" Well, Lord's time and our time are different. I guarantee that Lord listens to your prayers. But when he does that, when he accepts that, we don't know. But God will accept that one day, even if not in this generation, but it can happen in next generation, and it can happen in the next of your generation. The Lord will accept that. Saint Alphonsus, I read a quote from him. The prayers of the faithful will go up to the Lord's throne and waiting over there until he answers it. Until your prayers never a waste in time or never goes away. Your prayers is in there, up there with the Lord. So keep praying. Don't feel like Santa Monica, you know how many years, maybe you know already, but you mean how many years she's a mom, she's praying for her son, St. Augustine, not only one day, not only one week, 10 years, 20 years, praying for her son. Don't lose the hope. Don't feel like you are wasting your time in prayers. The last point, that lady said, have pity on me, Lord. Have pity on me. The Greek version of the Bible, Kyrie eleison. Is you familiar with that? Kyrie eleison. We just said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. That is exactly the same sentence in the Bible today. Lord, have pity on me. Obviously, it's a different translation with the English version of that. But originally, Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. We can translate a little bit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have compassion on me. Compassion. Compassio is Latin, means comes mean with. Passio means suffering. Compassio means suffering with. Lord, suffering with me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have pity on me. Lord, listen to me. Lord, suffering with me now, because I am suffering. And that is so powerful prayer. You can repeat it, and that we should repeat it like a couple of minutes ago. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie eleison. I think that's all. Maybe you can take home one idea that you don't need to take three of them, but maybe take one, that the Lord heals the daughter not because the daughter's faith, but because of the mother's faith. Keep that in mind when you pray for someone. Trust in the Lord, asking him, because you have faith in God to pray for someone. Don't lie God. If someone doesn't lie God, it doesn't mean God cannot change him or her. But it's up to you, it's up to your faith that the Lord can use that to convert, to transform, or to do something for that person. Pray hard.